messages from the Lord Jesus.
And
I'm sure we must have read this through already. The whole purpose of changing the 11 o'clock service, you know, into this kind of format is to give us a chance to voice out our opinions, our comments, and also sharing teachings.
我们把这个11点的机会换成这样的形式，主要是让我们有机会来分享我们自己的一些读经的心得或者看法。Of
course, last week we also had a discussion during the church board meeting that we're going to improve this session better so that we all can benefit
from it. 就是我们要尽量把这一堂的学习加以改进。
And one of the most important things is, of course, I mean, all of us must read and study before we can share with others.
最重要的就是我们每个人都要自己先来看过一遍，这样我们就可以大家一起分享。
And then we can share with others.
这样我们才可以跟别人来分享。
Otherwise, it would be no difference, you know, from the 11 o'clock service previously, you know, one-way traffic.
不然跟以前的这个11点的机会就没有分别了，只是一边在讲。
And because of the number of people in the group, you know, maybe in the future we need to divide them into two groups, or maybe three groups, and eventually we would give a number of minutes at the end, you know, so that each one can report back, you know, some kind of a important teachings.
因为人数的关系，我们可能以后就要分组，然后查考之后就可以做一个报告。And
also possibly, you know, we also mentioned something like every day we read one chapter, everybody, every member, and then at the end of the seventh day, every week, you know, we are going to give some ideas, you know, each one after reading seven chapters, and then give a your feeling or your teaching that you can gather from that. And there's also a way of sharing so that we can enhance reading the Bible more and more.
我们也提议大家就是每天可以读一章，然后过了七天的话，你就有读过了七章，然后到时候可以大家一起来分享。
And this is also it's been practiced in many countries in the world in the True Jesus Church.
其实在世界很多地方的真耶稣教会都是这样做。
So everybody reads one chapter. After 7 days, we can share.
就是每个人都读一章，每天读一章，这样七天之后，一个礼拜之后，我们可以来分享。
This is one way, one of the very important ways, I think. But this is, I mean, studying a specific topic like this is also useful.
但是这是很好的，但是我们如果是专题的来研究的话。
Now, in this very short period, we want to look into the power of Jesus or the authority of the Lord to forgive sins. So, so for those who have read this section, must have a good idea what actually Jesus is talking about here.
当然我们这些读过的人就很晓得主耶稣到底讲的是什么。
From verse 17 onwards,
从十七节开始,
up to verse 26 quickly, we can see a dialogue between Jesus and the Pharisees or the scribes.
我们可以看到主耶稣跟这些法利赛人或者这个文士的这个对话。
And the conversation came about because Jesus healed a person who was paralyzed. This can be seen from verse 18.
这个争论主要是因为主耶稣来自就是主耶稣医治好一个瘫痪的人。
And then the people were very surprised, of course, shocked that Jesus was able to heal.
当然这些人对主耶稣可以医治这个病人感到非常惊讶。
In verse 20,
二十几啊,
we can see when Jesus saw the faith of the paralytic and also the people who were bring him down through the roof, taking away the tiles, of course. And then he said to them, man, your sins are forgiven.
当主耶稣看到这个瘸腿的人的信心，还有就是这些把他垂下来，从屋顶上垂下来的这些帮助他的人的信心啊，这样主耶稣说你的罪赦免。
But the scribes and the Pharisees were very, you know, of course, against Jesus and jealous of Jesus, and therefore they reasoned within their mind. Who can forgive sins but God alone?
当然这些文士跟法利赛人就自己心里在议论着说你算是什么人，只有神才可以赦罪。
God, Jesus was able to perceive their thoughts, the thoughts of the Pharisees and the scribes, even though they did not say it aloud.
当然主耶稣身为也是神他当然晓得他们心里在想什么，虽然他们没有说出来。
你大声讲Jesus was able to hear them. So he said to them, why are you reasoning in your hearts?
所以主耶稣就问他，你们为什么在心里议论呢？
Look at verse 23. This is the important matter that we're going to talk about, for this section. So you must have thought about it.
这是我们要讲的，这一堂要讲的。
23 verse 23. Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise up and walk? There are two things here. Which one is easy?
当然有两件事可以做，就是一个是说你的罪赦免了，还是一个说你起来行走，哪一样会比较简单？
Think about this.
我们想一想。
24节。But then you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And immediately, of course, he rose up, and then he took up his, whatever he used to lie on, and then he departed to his house and glorifying God.
24节告诉我们，就是说，主耶稣有赦罪的权柄，他就叫这个瘫子起来，拿着他的这个这些拐杖等等回去。
If you have already started this, voice out your opinions, your comments, because time is a factor. We've got three topics to talk about, and the last one even is going to take longer.
当然我们谁有查考的话，现在可以发表你们的这些心得，因为我们还有两个要谈。
The question is from the fact that Jesus proclaimed that he was able to forgive sins. What can we say? What can we tell here? What have we learned?
从这个事实的事情，现实的事情，就是说主耶稣可以赦罪，这里我们可以学习到什么？
The people in the ancient time knew so clearly that except Jesus, except God.Nobody else, no one person was able to forgive sins.
我们晓得就是除了神之外，没有人可以赦罪。其实赦罪可以赦罪，也是一种
权柄
的这种象征。
Sorry.
其实他们说的对，就是说谁可以赦罪除了神之外。
Pharisees and scribes.
Yeah. I think what I find kind of fascinating about it is that the people that came, go back to verse 17, it says one day as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judah and Jerusalem sitting there.
其实
a lot of peopleI would say people that were educated in the scripture, Pharisees and teachers, came.
其实我觉得很惊讶，就是看十七节的话，我们发现就是当主耶稣在教训人的时候，其实很多这些法利赛人、文士，这些都是有学问的人从各个地方各城各乡来听他的这个教训。
And I think what I find amazing, is when you get down to verse 22, it says Jesus knew.
还有一件事，就是我发现发觉很惊讶就是主耶稣晓得其实他们心里在讲什么。如果我们看路加福音二章，其实主耶稣所行所做的是从前的预言上所对他所说的事情。
Luke chapter 2 verse 34.
我们看路加福音二章三十四节。
35, I'll just read quickly.
34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34章34
Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, verse 35, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and the soul will, and the sword will pierce your heart. So Jesus actually, the prophecy was made that when Jesus' ministry started, he will reveal the thoughts of many hearts, or the hearts of people.
所以说当主耶稣开始他的传福音的时候，其实他会显明很多人的心思意念。
And that because of him many people would rise in Israel, at the same time many people would fall in Israel as well.
因为他的原因，很多人要被兴起，也很多人会要跌倒。
So in a way Jesus teaching in a way would cause a lot of, I would say, problems within the religious community.
其实主耶稣的教训当时对这个犹太人的这个宗教信仰引起了很大的这个震撼。
Because they would have problems accepting the authority that was given to them by God, and this is what we have here.
因为他们无法就是接受就是神所给主耶稣的这种权柄。
Okay, thank you very much. Anybody else, sister?
谢谢。
If you've studied, you've thought about it.Now, concentrate on the question. Jesus was able to forgive sins.
主耶稣可以赦罪啊。
What would that indicate actually in the minds of the people at the time or today to us?
对当时的人来说，这是有什么，起着什么的意义，或者就算是今天。
Bearing in mind, nobody on earth can forgiveone another sins or anybody sins except God.
我们晓得就是世界上没有人可以赦罪除了神之外。
So bear this in mind again, except God.
要记得就是除了神之外没有别人。
You see, I just want to ask a question, which one is easier?
我刚才问一个问题，就是当主耶稣问的，哪一样会比较简单？
To ask this person to walk or to forgive his sins. There are two things. One is to ask him to walk. The second is to forgive his sins. Forgiving sins is not visible.
叫这个人行走或者赦他的罪，哪一个比较简单？当然，赦罪是看不到的，肉眼看不到。
Which one is easier?
哪一件是比较容易？
And Jesus actually did both, right? Forgiving sins and asking him to walk.
其实主耶稣行了两件事，就是赦免他的罪。
No chance for the scribes and the Pharisees to answer, but Jesus did it.
让这些文士跟法利赛人无法回答。
What does it? What did it demonstrate?
他显明了。
Apart from what has been said, what else you think?
我们刚才已经听过了一些，还有什么其他的？
Just a statement.Jesus is making a statement, but in a way, in a different way.
主耶稣说的是很简单的一句话，他是以另外一种方式来讲。
This statement you know, I know, but can we spell it out?
这句话我们都晓得，我们可以说出来。
Anybody?
有谁？
This is actually also was mentioned, we have all along talking about this, forgiving sins.And the Pharisees except God, nobody else could do it, can do it.
其实我们都谈到就是说这些法利赛人不能接受，就是主耶稣可以赦罪。
Yes.
只有神可以。
Who him? Jesus. No, yes, the purpose is to make him whole, it's no problem. But the thing is, what actually it is about?What is the demonstration? Link what I just said, and we have just read. Pharisees said, except God, nobody else. And Jesus said, which one is easy? Which one is easier?
当然了。
Look at this together.
当然主要的目的是要医好他了，但是我所说的到底是什么意思，我们要再
Pharisees and scribes, 除了神之外没有人可以赦罪。
没有人可以赦罪。
除了神之外。
除了神之外。
Not only Jesus. Jesus forgave him and made him whole. That means Jesus must be God. That is the purpose of that miracle.
那个很简单的，那个行神迹的这个主要的目的就是让人想能晓得，就主要是
for people to believe a man born in a humble place, raised up in an unknown little city village, and now performing a miracle and believing him as God. Is it possible? Is it easy? No, not easy.
让一个普通的人在一个普通的乡村长大，然后来行神迹医好人，然后可以赦罪，这是不容易接受的事实。
So the purpose of this miracle is to tell the Pharisees and scribes, "I am God," Jesus said. Really, that is the message.
行神迹的主要目的就是告诉文士跟法利赛人说，我就是神。
I'm the God who was prophesied coming into this world incarnate in a human form. You better believe. That's the message, really.
我就是道成肉身的神了，所以你要相信我。
This was actually the message. That's why I said, because no one could forgive sins except God.
因为经上说没有人可以赦罪除了神。
But Jesus performing his miracle, forgiving sins and sins.Actually, made the person paralyzed. That was the reason. Sins were given, he was able to walk.
在这里的意思就是说，其实那个罪让这个人就是瘸腿，就不能行走。但是他被医治之后，他就可以行走。
Of course, not every
赦罪之后
not every infirmity is because of sins. Not every infirmity is because of sins.
当然不是每一件病痛都是因罪都是罪引起的。
But in this case, it is.
但是这一个例子，特别的例子就是这样。
So, remember Jesus. When we talk about this, remember Jesus has said to his disciples in John chapter 20 so clearly.
差不多这点，在约翰福音23
verse 23 John chapter 20 verse 22-23.And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Verse 23. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. So Jesus is talking about forgiving sins here.
这里耶稣谈到赦罪啊。
Before ascending into heaven, he said this, and therefore he is also talking about sins forgiven. But this he refers to by the power of the Holy Spirit.During water baptism.
这里主耶稣升天之前也谈到这件事情，但是这是指的靠着圣灵的能力，就是在洗礼的时候。
So the only time through the Holy Spirit sins are forgiven is original sins and our own sins. Only time is during the water baptism.
唯一的一次就是圣灵赦罪就是在我们洗礼的时候。赦免我们这个原罪跟我们所做的。
But of course, after we have committed little sins, we have to ask God to forgive us. You know, that is not. We don't have to go through water baptism anymore.
当然，有一些最小的罪，我们可以继续求神来赦免，我们不需要再通过洗礼。
Jesus on earth before he ascended to heaven, he was able to forgive sins, demonstrating he was God in flesh, in a human form.
主耶稣在世的时候，他可以赦罪就是表明他是道成肉身的神。
And he also did that, remember, to the robber on the cross.
同样的，他对跟着同钉十字架的这个强盗也行了。
Today you will be with me in paradise.
今天你会跟我在乐园里吗？
Sins must be forgiven, otherwise, after a person dies, he cannot go to paradise.
这个罪一定要被赦免，不然一个人死后不可能到乐园。
This is the main message of this miracle, the forgiveness of sins of Jesus Christ as God.In human form.
这就是这个行神迹的主要的这个宗旨，或者这个行神迹的目的，就是主耶稣就是道成肉身的神。
So he demonstrated that he was God. He was God.
他证明了自己是神。
Fulfilling John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God.
就是证明了约翰福音一章一节所说，太初有道，道成了肉身，道就是
道与神同在。
道
就
是
神。In verse 14, the Word became flesh.
十四节说道成了肉身。
That God, having become flesh, was able to perform miracles and also forgive sins.
道成了肉身之后的神就可以 这个赦罪还有医治病。
So we have to move on. The next topic. What was it?
我们看下一个题目。
Because otherwise we will know, we'll never finish. The next one is about, according to the timetable, Jesus was having a meal together with the sinners and the tax collectors as well, isn't it? Okay.
接下来的题目，它的就是批评主耶稣跟罪人同席。
In Luke chapter 5.
路加福音五章。
From verse 29 onwards to 32, we can see this clearly.
29到32节，看到这一段。
And this tax, Levi is, give Jesus a feast in his own house.
这个利未人呢，为主耶稣在他的家里来摆宴席。
And there were many tax collectors who were at the feast.
当然，当时有很多这些税吏跟他一起。
Verse 30.
三十节。
The word there was actually not there in the original text. The scribes and the Pharisees also came along.
当时也来了一些法利赛人，还有文士。
And then they were murmured against Jesus and his disciples.
当时他就对耶稣和门徒了，他们就对耶稣跟他的门徒来发言。
Why do you eat and drink with the tax collectors and sinners?
你们为什么跟税吏跟罪人一同吃喝？
And then Jesus said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." In verse 32.
三十二节说，我主耶稣告诉他们，他说他来的目的是要招罪人悔改，不是来招罪义人。
Okay, what have you learned after studying this little section?
当我们自己在查考的时候，我们学习了什么
？Anybody?
有谁
？A sister.
姐妹。
It's a merciful. Jesus is a merciful God.
这里讲的就是主耶稣是一个很灵敏的神。
Those who are forsaken by God in this world are received by Jesus. So the message from Jesus is that we have to be compassionate, merciful towards those who are not enlightened by the gospel yet. We have to preach that. Knowing their weaknesses before they come to the Lord, and share with them the gospel. Well, it's good. It's a good message there. Anybody else?
I can say.
I think the message is quite simple. Anybody? Yes. Who wants to say something?
You say 要说什么？
Yes.
像主耶稣在答复这个法利赛人的话，他说有病的人得需要医生，这是告诉我们了，世界上的人有病的去看医生，但是主耶稣是特别的，他是医生去看病人。
Jesus said in verse 31 of Luke chapter 5, those who are in need of a doctor or physician are people who are sick physically. But here Jesus is here presenting himself to the sinners, to the people who are sick, rather than the other way around. In John, it tells us that it's God who chooses us, not people who choose him. So what Jesus did was in line with his teaching. And yet this teaching was not clear to the Pharisees and the scribes. Because the Pharisees were right self-righteous people. And they said to themselves that one out of two poor people going to heaven, one must be a Pharisee. So the message is, Jesus needs to or need to approach the sinners to save them. So the Pharisees refused to associate with the sinners, therefore the sinners would have no chance to know the truth. The Pharisees did not teach the truth or the salvation of truth to the sinners, who therefore had no chance to receive salvation. And we have the mission to do the same like Jesus did, to save more sinners, bearing fruit, saving more people, offering up fruit to the Lord Jesus as a kind of sacrifice. So we do not forsake sinners. Therefore, the gospel is intended for the sinners, for salvation. Okay, good. But of course, the Pharisees did not know how to preach the gospel, for sure. They did not even accept the truth, the gospel of Jesus. So they had no chance to preach.
基本上他们对无法接受主耶稣的福音了，所以。
So the message is very clear. Jesus actually loves sinners.
其实很简单的一个信息就是主耶稣很爱罪人。
But get it right. It doesn't mean we can go and sin in order to be loved by Jesus or after water baptism.
当然了，我们要晓得就是，并不是说我们可以随便犯罪，就是洗礼过，我们可以轻易的去犯罪。
These loving sinners mean people who did not know, who have not known the truth yet, and they do not know the truth. Jesus loved them, he preached to them. These people, and then after, if they repent and believe, they will be saved.
爱的这些罪人就是不了解真理的人，就是主耶稣要亲近他们，传福音给他们，让他们来。
I think look at one verse, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
2
Thessalonians chapter
3.
Verse 14.
14节啊。
And if anyone does not obey our word in this letter, not that person, and do not keep company with him, that he may be ashamed. It's just the opposite of what Jesus did. So we got to know the context.
这里说的很像是跟主耶稣所行所做的是相反的。但是我们要知道他的那个内容是什么。
And these people, this is, verse 14 refers to people who have been enlightened and they purposely go against God. Go against God, huh? And verse 15, however, this love is love there. Do not count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother.
但是15节强调说不要以他为仇敌，要劝他如弟兄。
So when you see a person sinning against God, if not unto death, you must have love. Must have love.
当然，当你看到一个人犯罪哦，不是犯死罪的话，我们一定要有爱心。You
must love them.
我们一定要有爱心。
So Paul is, if we want to careful, it seems that verse 14 and 15 seem to be contradicting to itself, to themselves, to two verses.
当然，我们看起来很像，表面上看，很像有点冲突。
Do not keep company with him.
Do not keep company with him.
And if you don't keep company with this person, how can you treat him as a brother?
如果你不跟他交往，你又如何把他当成弟兄兄弟？
Actually, this company also in the original sense means do not follow his bad habits, do not be influenced by his sins.
就是说不要跟他交往，主要是说不要跟从他所行所做。
Otherwise,
是犯罪。
You cannot treat him, admonish him as a brother.
不然你就无法劝他了，弟兄。
So I think when we look at what Jesus said to the Pharisees and the scribes, we have compassion towards both. Number one, people who have not known the truth yet.
当然，从这里我们看到，就是我们要有对那些没有信主的人，不认识神的人有怜悯的心。
Number two, to those who have been baptized, but we have to be careful, not be influenced by them.
对于那些已经洗礼的人，行错的话，我们要小心，不要被他们。
This is the two very important messages.
这是两个重要的。
We have to move on. The last one.
我们看这一个。
It's about fasting.
刚刚就是禁食。
But actually, this fasting section from verses 33 to 35, only three verses, it is extended to 36 to 39 actually, if you read this carefully.
禁食的问题是在33到35节，其实它是可以延伸到39节。
We've got about 10-15 minutes to talk about this section.
我们有10到15分钟来讨论。What
is it all about?
讲的是什么?
I'll give you a little briefing. Jesus, after telling the Pharisees and the scribes that only the sick people need a physician.
当主耶稣跟这些法利赛人跟文士说了，就是只有有病的人才需要医生。
He encountered another question.
他就面对另外一个问题。
In verse 33,
33节,
the Pharisees and the scribes said, "Why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise those two of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink?"
这里说，约翰的门徒禁食祷告，法利赛人的门徒也是这样，唯独主耶稣的门徒又吃又。
So the question is, your disciple Jesus, your disciples do not fast as often as we do.
他们所提出的问题就是说，他们在责问，就是说你的门徒，主耶稣的门徒不像他们一样常常禁食。
We are Pharisees, we are scribes, we are disciples of John.
不管是法利赛人、文士还是约翰的门徒。
And Jesus answered them in verse 34.
34节主耶稣这样回答他们。
How do we link this? Can you make the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, then they will fast in those days. This is the answer from Jesus.
这是主耶稣所给的答案，34节、35节。
So to understand this section or the answer of Jesus, we have to understand what the friends refer to and what the bridegroom refers to.
我们要理解就是新郎指的是什么，这个陪伴的人指的又是什么。
Anybody?
有谁要讲
fasting or? So the Pharisees and the scribes accused Jesus' disciples not fasting enough.
这些法利赛人跟文士指责主耶稣跟他的门徒很少禁止。
10 minutes can go very fast, but this is a long section. It takes a long time to explain a little bit.
这是比较长的一段。
If you have got, if you have done a bit of research, please voice out. If not, you know, let others do it.
有查考的人要可以发言的。So
that's why I say it's good to study. If you want to contribute in this kind of environment, study more. So what do you think? Anybody?
有什么要讲的吗？
Jesus is using, in a way, a parable. Friends and bridegroom. Yes.
As he was speaking about the bride being a church and that being
You mean the friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bridegroom and friends, huh?
Yes. Because
of that pride.
He would soon be taken away as the bread. You know, his body was the bread and he would be vegan, and therefore that if he's not with them, they would have no bread to eat, and in that time they would have to fast.
If I had a meal.
他其实啊，他刚才这个朋友啊，讲的是啊，他说啊啊，主耶稣说他是粮，
嗯
啊，就是说当主耶稣被啊被啊啊被钉死之后，他们就没有粮食了，所以就要开始禁食。
The friends are in this case or in other version says the children of the bride.Chamber fast, that means those who are following the bridegroom or fasted.
这里说陪伴的人呢，就是这些跟从这个。
It's true. What our friend said is true. The bridegroom refers to Jesus.
当然，这个新郎讲的是主耶稣。
Jesus is now having his friends with him. You don't have to fast.
当然，主耶稣现在跟他的朋友在一起啊，所以他不需要来。
But when he goes away, when he is crucified, these people will fast. These followers will fast at one, you know, at some point in their life.
当他被钉死之后，他这些门徒就要开始禁食。
Because they might be persecuted and things that they have to suffer.
因为他们要面对一些逼迫，还有一些苦难。
But the question is, this Jesus answer these Pharisees and scribes' question.
问题是。主耶稣有没有回答这些法利赛人跟文士的？
Did they understand at all? From verses 34 and 35.
从34到35节啊，主耶稣的回答他们会不会了解呢？
You see, verse 35 says, "The days will come when the bridegroom, that is meaning himself, Jesus, will be taken away from his followers, from them. Then they will fast in those days."
啊，这里就是说，当这个新郎被离开他们之后，他们那个日子开始了，他们就要禁食了。
Actually, it's a prophetic message.、
啊、
I don't know whether Jesus actually answered them at all, whether they understood or not.、
啊、其实这是一个预言，我不晓得当主耶稣是不是要回答他们。
So I said this few verses is insufficient. We must look at 36 to 39.
所以这三节圣经是。
The answer actually is given.
看下去啊。
The answer of the power of the given by Jesus to the scribes and Pharisees actually found in 36 to 39. So 34, 35 is an answer, but it is a prophetic message too.
啊，其实主耶稣进一步的讲解是在36到39节，其实是预言式的。
36 to 39 actually is the answer.
36到
did they understand? It's another question, of course.
到底他们了解不了解？
But today we must understand what it all means.
但是今天我们一定要晓得是什么意思。
So Jesus illustrated his answer to the Pharisees and the scribes, starting from verse 36, using two parables.
所以说开始用两个比喻来回答这些文士跟法利赛人。
36到39节。To answer the question, huh?Okay, verse 36 is talking about the new garment to be put on the old one.
第一个比喻也就是讲到一个新的这个新的一块布啊，连接在旧的。
Verse 36, isn't it?
36
Very clear. Just bear in mind, new garment.Put on a very old new piece of garment, one piece, new, strong, powerful. Put on an old garment which is in order to repair it.
把一块新的布料啊，连缝啊，连或者啊连接在一块很旧的布料上。
And the other parable is a new wine to be put on old.Wine skins, you see.
另外一个就是把新酒装在旧瓶袋里啊。
These are two parables. Jesus used to answer the question.
这就是主耶稣所用的两个比喻来回答他们。
Then we got to know what this new garment is.
那我们要晓得什么是新的。
We need to know what this old garment is.
到底旧的布料又是什么
？In this first parable.
在第一个比喻。
And in the second parable, we could know what a new wine is.
第二个比喻，我们要晓得什么是这个新酒。
We could know what the old wine skins is.
然后旧皮大约是什么
？And then the answer, the question is answered.
这样我们就晓得。这样我们就有答案了。
I'll give you a reference. I mean, this is for your reference. And you think about it. And then if you've got anything else to say, you can say more. This new... Oh, before you say this, you've got to understand that Judaism at the time was very popular during the time of Jesus. This is history, historical.
在主耶稣的那个年代这个
犹太教
或者
非常盛行。
犹太的信仰是很盛行。
So, what happened was... You got to understand Judaism, the rules and regulations and statutes were constantly changing.
我们晓得就是犹太教的这些规条、信条是常常在。
Judaism is derived definitely from the Old Testament rules and regulations, statutes, ordinances.
当然这些他们的这些种种的这种规条都是从旧约来的。
But as time went by, even today, They still have their own rules and regulations, modification, alteration.
就是到了今天，他们还有自己在一些更改。
The Mosaic Law has got a set rules, very clear what to do, what not to do.
当然呢，在这个
摩西律法的
规条，摩西的律法有规定啊，他们该
清楚
行什么，
有一个原则，一个模型了，
有一个很清楚的这个规定啊，他们当何行。
But as time went by, The Jewish people changed and added and subtracted.
但是跟着时间的过去他们自己来改变。
For example, we are not able to walk three-quarter miles. Was not in the Mosaic Law in the beginning.
当然，好像摩西的律法当中，当初没有说不可以走三里半。
On the Sabbath day, you cannot walk a certain distance. This was not stipulated in a sense, but that came about.About 2 centuries BC.
很像这个在安息日不可以走多远的路啊，其实是在主后两百年过后。
主前
两百年，两百年之前才有的。
So what the point I'm making is new additions and subtraction continuously, changed Judaism.
也就是说，我要强调的就是说，其实很多。增加或者减少在犹太教。
So, if you look at verse 36,
我们看36节。
This new garment actually would refer as a reference to the new teachings of the scribes and the Pharisees.
这里所谈的。
They are the law. They are the very powerful, people who know the Bible so the Old Testament so well.
这里这所讲的新的布料，其实指的当时他们的这些自己的这些立法或者教条，就是除了摩西立法之外。
If you look at this, it's easier to understand. The new garment refers to the newly stipulated ordinances or rules and regulations, like for example prayer, fasting. We talk about fasting prayer. Fasting prayer.They prayed more than needed, fasting too many or too often than required.
比如说
new, something new.
他们自己创出来的这种长长的禁食祷告，其实他的禁食祷告已经超出实际上所需要的，这都是新的。
So, they want to add it on to the original Mosaic teaching.
他们要把这些新的东西加在摩西的立法。
So what Jesus is saying is, you add on the new things to the old things,What is good there? What's the goodness of that? What's it good?
当然，主耶稣所强调的就是说，你把新的东西加在旧的上面有什么意思
？So this is the new garment on the old one, referring to Mosaic, and the new one referring to the added new teachings to be put on the old Mosaic rules and regulations, and yet this old is going to pass away. It's going to be fulfilled. So you're adding on more new ones.You say, what is the good of this? So you're praying, fasting prayer. You accuse me of not praying, fasting praying, and you fast and pray. But you're adding on something to the old.
其实主耶稣所强调的是，他们一直在增加一些新的东西，在这些所有他们的旧的这些规条上面。其实主耶稣 要告诉他们这是没有用的，因为这些旧的都要成全，他们这些新的加上去是没有用的。
This is new cloth, new cloth on old cloth.、Huh?
这是讲的是新布料加在旧的布料上面。
Okay. So in other words, you are asking for more fasting prayer. You are adding on something to do nothing good.
比如说他们讲的禁食，他们一直在增加，其实这实际上是没有用的。
Okay, 37. New wine into old wine skins.
37节说，新酒装在旧瓶上。
What is this new wine?
新酒是什么
Gospel
就是这个福音
The teaching of Jesus now
这讲的就是主耶稣的福音
Wine all can refer to the teachings, the words of Jesus, of God in the Bible
酒讲的是可以指的是主耶稣的福
音 It can also refer to sins and worldly things, depends on which context
本来在不同的不同的这种
环境嘛，
不同的状况之下，它指的也可以指的是罪。
Context 怎么讲？怎么放 context？ 好 ，New wine refers to the gospel. Gospel.
新酒讲的是福音。
Who are the wine skin? Old wine skins.
谁是这些旧皮带
？The Pharisees, the scribes.
指的就是法利赛人。
They cannot take the new teachings.
他们无法可以来接受
Look at verse
37, 新的这些道理
37
节
And no one puts new wine into old wine skins. Otherwise, the new wine that the gospel will burst the wine skins and be spilled, and the wine skins will be ruined. So, the wine skins referring to these scribes and Pharisees were not able.Will not be able to receive the teaching of Jesus, and therefore these teachings will not be retained by them, will be spilled.
所以基本上这些法利赛人无法接受这个主耶稣的道理，就是说，很像这个新酒装在旧瓶子里，就会裂开，
spilled 倒出来Not only this, they will be ruined. 不单止，they will be ruined.The wine skins will be ruined.
不单止如此，那个旧皮带也会破裂。
That means if they don't accept the new wine, they will not be saved. They'll be ruined.
如果他们无法接受这新的道理，他们将不会被得救。
So Jesus said in verse 38.
38节告诉你
，The new wine must be put into new wine skins.
38节告诉我们，新的酒就要装在新的。
New wine means the gospel.
新酒指的是福音。
New wine skins mean the new, renewed people who do not just keep the Mosaic laws, ordinances, and they're really a new person, renewed people.
这些新的皮带就是指那些新人就是接受了主耶稣。
So the Pharisees, if they were to believe, they did not believe anyway. All the people who have heard the truth, the gospel of Jesus.Must be renewed. They are just like new wine skins, and then both will be preserved.
当然这些法利赛人没有接受，所以他们不可能得救。当然那些听到主耶稣福音的人可以接受的话，这样就很像是新酒装在这个新皮袋里，两个都保全。
39. And no one having drunk the old wine immediately desires new, for he says the old is better. It's attacking the Pharisees.
这里其实他是指着法利赛人讲的39节
attacking
在
攻击他们，
针对法利赛人。
No one having drunk the old wine, who drunk the old wine? The Pharisees and the scribes, they knew the Old Testament well.
谁喝了这些
陈酒呢？
就是
Mosaic law.
就是这些法利赛人，这些摩西的律法。
For them to desire the new teaching of Jesus, not easy.
要他们来接受
immediately, not easy.
是不可能。
Why they said the old one is better?
因为他们常常说新的会比较好。
So Jesus actually using these parables to answer these two parables to answer the question posed by the scribes and the Pharisees when Jesus was accused, your disciples not fasting.
其实主耶稣就是用了这两个比喻来回答他们。
Okay. Time's up.
时间到。
I hope we can understand these answers of Jesus, huh? So, new garment referring to the new teachings introduced by the Pharisees in the scriptures to the old teaching. Okay?
这个旧的这个新布料年贴在这个旧的布料上面，就是指的是新的这个法利赛人的这种自创的规条，在摩西的律法当中加上去哈。
And the new wine into all wine skins means the truth, the gospel, going to be preached to the Gentiles, to the Pharisees and the scribes. Not easy.
谈到这个新酒装在旧瓶子里，就是指主耶稣的福音传给这些旧的人、旧的法利赛人是无法接受的。
And it's only possible new wine. There's a gospel to renew people, new wine skin.
这新酒只可以装在新瓶子里，就是福音只传给那些重生的人。
And then, obviously, for people to put away the old teachings, not easy. In verse 39,
39节也强调了说，要一个人放掉他们的旧的这种信仰。
But this is the work of Jesus in the true church in the end time.
但是这是主耶稣的工作，也是我们真耶稣教会在末日的工作。
The true church is preaching the gospel exactly according to the Bible.
这个真耶稣教会所传的都是。This
is a new wine.
这是新酒。
But to be preached to people who have already been Christians for 50 years, ask them to forget their wrong teachings, not easy.
你要传给一个可能已经有50年这种信仰的人，要他放弃是很困难。
50 years of teaching, believe but wrong, not complete, not all wrong, but not complete.
一个信了50年的并不前辈的，你要前辈的福音的人，你要叫他更改很困难。
But it's possible.
那是可能。
But to the Pharisees, impossible.
So proud.
They were proud people.
So,
okay, good. My brother, I forgot about you.
我只是要讲一点点。
Okay. I want to say a few things quickly, a little bit.
这一分钟就好。这里讲到这个新的料，新的布料在旧的布料上面。
The new cloth garment on the new. The new garment on the old garment.
为什么不可以?
Why is it not good?
缝起来就可以了。
You can just put it together and stitch together.
其实就是新的布料浸水之后它会缩水。
And of course the new clothing, the garment after being soaked in water, it will shrink.
所以就会裂开，跟旧布料缝在一起的话会裂开。
The old garment will be torn.
所以就是为什么不可以。
This is the reason.
这只是一个科学的这种方面的这种讲解。
This is scientific knowledge.
是为什么主耶稣拿这个做比喻？
This is one of the reasons Jesus used it as a kind of a parable. It's true. Yes, true.
也是讽刺法利赛人。
This also to actually go at the Pharisees.
如果我们看下去，就是说，基本上他们两个都不到边了，就是摩西律法他们无法接受，就是自己在改变，那主耶稣信道里面有所谓。
So we can see that means they could not accept the new teaching of Jesus, and also they were not able to keep the old Mosaic law.
所以是很糟糕的一群。
It is a very serious matter for them. We're going to pray. Make sure we are not them. We're not like them.
我们要一起祷告。希望我们不是他们。
We love each other.
彼此相爱。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.